From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Ford Motor Company revealed the details of its downsizing plan today. The company plans to close a total of 14 manufacturing sites over the next 6 years. In that same time frame, Ford will eliminate 25 to 30,000 factory jobs, more than 20% of its workforce in North America. But Ford officials also said they did not believe the company could shrink its way back to prosperity. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
It's not every car company that can call on the great-grandson of an automobile industry founder to deliver the bad news, but Ford can. Chairman and CEO Bill Ford told the crowd at this morning's event that the old ways of doing business no longer work, and he said the company has to stop designing vehicles to fill plants and start building cars to satisfy customers.
By taking the actions we are today, in the long run, we will create far more stable and secure jobs. We all have to change, and we all have to sacrifice. But I believe this is the path to winning.
But it's clear that before it can hope to win again, Ford will need to get smaller. The plan, optimistically dubbed the Way Forward, calls for the closure of major assembly plants in St. Louis, in Atlanta, and in Wixom, Michigan by 2008. Parts plants in Batavia, Ohio, and Windsor, Ontario will also be closed. Ford says the cost cutting will help it return its North American operations to profitability by 2008. Mark Fields, a key architect of the plan, says while the cuts are painful, they are also necessary, and that ultimately the company will work to reduce the human toll.
Today, we find ourselves with plants running at about three-quarters of capacity, and that is clearly unsustainable. Obviously, this has significant implications for our labor force. It's something we knew we would have to address honestly and with sensitivity to the impact on Ford employees and their families.
The United Auto Workers released a statement saying the announcement left a cloud hanging over the entire workforce because of pending announcements of additional facilities to be closed. As for workers at the targeted plants, some said they were already expecting the bad news. Mark Gilmore has worked at Ford's Hapeville, Georgia plant near Atlanta for about a year.
It's an all right job, but it's not going to last too long now, I guess. Because I just moved down here from Ohio last year because I thought it would be a little more stable spot to be in, and turned out not to be that way.
Gilmore was somewhat philosophical about the cuts, but he says that's not true of everyone.
People are upset. You know, the people that kind of saw it coming, maybe started planning ahead, or maybe not as upset, but there's a lot of people, you know, do something for 30 years, you know, 25 years, and that's all you know, then, you know, that's all, you might take all everything you got away, you know, it's kind of rough.
And while 25 or 30,000 job cuts seems huge, there are those who wonder whether even it will be enough to stem the losses in Ford's North American auto business. David Healy is an analyst at Burnham Securities.
I think they'll accomplish the cost cutting. Whether they'll turn around the product line and stabilize the market share is a question. I think the jury is very much out on that one.
It's not clear whether Ford will have a cooperative union. Early signs are the UAW may prove difficult. In its statement, the union noted that workers affected by Ford's actions are covered under a job security plan, an agreement the union plans to vigorously enforce. While Ford lost $1.6 billion in North America last year, overall the company remains profitable. That's in part due to Ford's sale of Hertz rental cars and its healthy auto finance business. Jack Spear, NPR News.